Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Pat Borzi writes for MinnPost, the New York Times, all sorts of fantastic newspapers around the country, and is a good friend of myself and the show. Joins us this morning on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Pat, good morning.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Pete. How you doing?
It's good to be with you. Pete is actually in Paris, so you just get me today.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
I made the mistake of not putting the show on the last 20 minutes to hear. My apologies.
Don't worry. It's fine. Knowing Pete, he's probably listening and appreciates the hello. He does love to listen to the show even when he's not here.
All right.
Pat, I've read somewhere that it's usually about at least a six-month process from the time of trying to sell a team to actually getting a team sold. In terms of what you're hearing about what a potential owner might possess, and what do you think that might draw the Twins to someone, and who is that? You don't have to give us names, but what does a potential owner look like?
Yeah, I can't really give you names because I'm not really privy to that. But, I mean, I'm just going to ballpark this. I mean, I would suspect it would be multiple people because the amount of money that it's going to cost to get a team, you're probably going to have to put some sort of consortium together. So I'm thinking, you know, multiple partners with one, the most baseball savvy person or the most baseball interested person as the lead person. And I wouldn't be altogether, you know, it's kind of interesting that, I mean, even when you talk to Twins employees, nobody's really sure that a sale is actually going to happen. I mean, it's
really.
I mean, because remember the language that they were just going to the language of the statement that they were just going to explore a sale. Though it's interesting to hear Rob Manfred and Scott Boras both talking as if a sale is going to happen. I mean, Manfred was on a Sirius XM radio show talking about it, and Boras at the general manager's meeting. So I don't really have any inside information here. But I can tell you that the Twins people aren't altogether certain that they'll have a new owner because there's always a possibility that the Polads change their minds. So we'll see how this all goes.
Let me ask you this from a Twins fan perspective, because people have routinely pointed to the fact that the family won't spend money to get the big-time free agents. But the other side of that is that we've seen teams win without giant payrolls. From a fan perspective, should fans be – is this an exciting time? Should they be excited about the possibility of new ownership and what that could do for the franchise? Or is it something that could backfire too where even if they do up the payroll, the team is still where they're at, which is, you know – and average at best in the Central?
You know, I really have a hard time telling fans what to think. And and that's just being honest. I mean, fans have a right to be emotional, and they're passionate. I mean, particularly around here. And this is a franchise that hasn't won a World Championship since 1991. And until last year, I hadn't won a playoff series in 20 years. I get where the most vocal fans are coming from. I mean, you know, they win a playoff series and you know, they've got a lot of good players and they spent money on Korea and they spent money on Buxton and, you know, the whole let's go. And then when you hear from Joe Pollard in spring training that they're not going to be going after big time free agents, I get why fans are upset. It's interesting that I still hear fans going all the way back 20 years and being critical of the Polads because Carl wanted to contract the Twins 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's fair to criticize the third generation of Polads for something the grandfather did. But I do understand why people are frustrated. Hey, look, this isn't the only city where this is going on. You know, Yankee fans haven't won a World Championship since 2009, and they've been over-the-top ridiculous criticizing that team. Though, of course, what we saw in the fifth inning of the final game of the World Series, that thing, what they're coming from. I think when you start telling fans how to think, that's when you run into problems. I mean, folks are frustrated, so I get it. I don't know whether the next owner will be any different from the current owner. We'll see.
We always hear that payroll, and this is more of a mantra of teams that are not at the top of the league in payroll, that payroll doesn't necessarily mean wins. However, when the Dodgers and the Yankees are in the World Series, it's really tough to make that argument. Is it still true, Pat, that payroll does not equal wins, or is that a bygone era and refrain?
Well, I mean, if you're the San Diego Padres and you spend all that money that they've spent in the last few off seasons, they're competitive with the Dodgers, but they're still looking for a world championship too. I mean, a huge payroll doesn't guarantee anything. I mean, you still have to do a lot of different things well, and you got to have a little bit of luck, especially when you have all these additional playoff rounds. I think it's really interesting what, and then you look at a team like Tampa Bay, which is, you know, certainly doesn't have anywhere near the highest payroll in baseball, and they consistently put out teams that play well. Sometimes you just got to have a good organization around you, and it's less about the money that you spend than it is about the people who work for the team. Though I will say this, I mean, look at the Yankees, right? I mean, the Yankees have spent money for years, and it hasn't paid off in a World Championship in, just like I said, since 2009. It doesn't guarantee you a World Championship, but it does help you get better players, and it helps you get a better bench. But you better be able to develop your own pitching, particularly your starting pitching, and you better be able to develop some of your own players from your farm system, or you're going to struggle.
So let me ask you this as we conclude, Pat. If you had to put an odds on this, that we will – let's say two questions. One, will we know who the ownership is in time for the season next year? And two, if we do, what do you think the odds are that it gets sold at all or that it stays with the Poleds?
I would be guessing completely. I mean, the one thing that I'm sure –
That's all we do on this show, Pat. It's okay.
One thing I could say for certain is, given how long it takes, and it's too bad Pete's not here because he could probably back me up on this, being a financial guy, with everything that has to happen to get a new owner in place, I would say it's unlikely that there would be a new owner by opening day. And without knowing who the new owner is, it's hard to imagine. I mean, a new owner might spend more money. They might also look at the fact that this team hasn't drawn 2 million fans since 2019 and say, we need to put more people in the seats and generate more revenue before we can go after more free agents. You know, because that's – I know we're about out of time, but that's the biggest issue with the Twins now. I mean, and they're letting people know that the team's actually lost money the last couple of years. And the reason is because their television contract was the second lowest among all the different Diamond Holdings groups. Now, $54.8 million sounds like a pretty good chunk of change, but it's the second lowest to, I think, Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And so the Twins, like a lot of teams, have to rely on gate receipts to pay the bills. And when you've added probably close to 100 additional employees from, you know, the analytics and baseball operations department, to all the additional coaches and medical people and trainers and all these other folks that they've added since Falvey and Levine took over, takes a bit. You still have a lot of money that you need to generate. And if their ballpark figure to kind of break even is like about $2.3 million, and they haven't hit that for a while. And that's part of the reason why they're in this financial situation. I don't know if that helps at all, but that may help some people understand what's going on here.
You know what? It helps me understand that this is, you know, when you look at this team in terms of an investment, it's a challenging one. That's for sure. I don't have billions, but it's certainly a challenging one. Buddy, I appreciate your perspective. Thanks as always.
Hey, Dave, thanks a lot. Have a good week. Take care.
You too, buddy. Pat Borzy, writer for multiple different publications, including the MinPost. Always great to have him on.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.